الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, first of all, we should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this opportunity to gather together in His house on the nisbat of His deen. My respected brothers, if one has to contemplate, if one has to consider the numerous ways and manners in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring us, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and inamat and blessings upon us are descending in this very moment, that too is beyond our comprehension. Right now, while we are sitting in the masjid, the heart is pumping, the blood is flowing through the body, the liver is working, the kidney is working, all these various things in the body are working. It is through Allah's favor upon us. In 1 second, if the order had to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the blood must stop flowing in the body, then my respected brothers, there is no force in the world that is going to cause the thing to flow again. Allah's qudrat is kamil. Allah's power is kamil. Allah's power is beyond our comprehension. Unfortunately, because we are not in the mahal of iman, because we are not in the environment of speaking of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are not in the environment of da'wat, this is why we tend to lose sight of this. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the Khaliq. Allah is the creator of kulli shay, everything that exists, Allah created. There is nothing, not the minutest particle in existence, but that it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that ulama-i-kiram explained to us that even the senses which we perceive are also the creation of Allah. A person is hungry. They say that state of hunger which he is experiencing is also the creation of Allah. He will partake of food. After eating that food, he will go from a state of hunger to a state of satiation, where he will now feel satisfied, he will feel content, he will feel that his stomach is full. Ulama-i-kiram explained to us that iman is to believe that my feeling satisfied or content after eating is not a direct result of that food, but it is also the creation of Allah. Everything in this universe, Allah created. Allah is sustaining. This is what is meant, my respected brothers, when we say, وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the Khaliq of everything. My respected brothers, now we have to ponder and reflect that in the term and in the sense of the dunya, when somebody is a manufacturer of something, he may be a huge manufacturer, have great factories, whatever it may be, or he may be an intellectual person with a scientific mind, and he designs various things. We know that in our understanding, if somebody has to start producing things, and after producing many articles and many things, he is not able to look after those things. He is not able to see to the needs of those things. Then automatically, if we have to discuss amongst ourselves, we will look down upon that person. That what is the matter with him? Why he wants to make so many things if he can't look after them? We hear things like this said all the time. Man must realize his limitations. Statements like this. In the same way, my respected brothers, when we are saying that Allah is the Khaliq of everything, Allah is the Khaliq of insan also, how can the idea or the thought ever enter into the mind that that Allah who created insan, if insan is going to continue in the direction that he is going, and his numbers are going to continue increasing, then na'uzubillah, Allah will not be able to sustain this insan. That the risk of this insan, na'uzubillah, will not be enough. My respected brothers, in the terms of the dunya, when a person is producing things upon things and is unable to look after them, then we look down upon that person. In the same way, when Allah says that I am the Khaliq, I am the Malik, I am the Razik of everything, how can the reciter of La ilaha illallah ever feel that insan will become too many that Allah will not be able to look after? That is the weakness of Iman, my respected brothers. We can call it all the fancy terms that the West is feeding us, but it boils down in essence to the weakness of Iman, and it is the arrogance of man that he feels, I am going to control how many insan there are going to be in the world. I am going to control the destiny of insan. That is arrogance. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah is addressing insan because Allah knows the arrogance of insan. Allah says that insan, reflect, ponder and think. Did they not come upon you such a time when لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, when you were nothing, you were not even mentioned, you did not even exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. You did not exist, you were a non-entity. Did they not pass such a time and period upon you when you were a non-entity? And then Allah says, verily we created you. And so that you may not become proud, Allah is telling you from what He created you. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. Look at how beautifully the Quran puts it across. That you were created from a drop of mingled sperm. Drop of blood, something that you and I regard as napak. Allah says, I created you from that. Why? نَبْتَلِيهِ, so that we may test you. That are you going to become arrogant? Are you going to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you going to deny the law of Allah ta'ala? Are you going to try to take the role of Allah ta'ala? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Then we gave you the sight and we gave you this hearing. Sight, my respected brothers, these eyes. Scientists of today tell us that 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. That is the kamal of Allah's qudrat, Allah's taqat. Who gave insan these eyes? When eyesight is snatched away, then all the scientists of the world put together cannot restore the eyesight of a blind person. They will never ever be able to do it. Statistics of 1990 show that 300,000 children are born every day. That is 600,000 eyes from the khazana of Allah every day is given without any cost, and there is never ever any shortage. That is Allah's qudrat and Allah's taqat. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah says, Allah took you out. Allah created you in the wombs of your mothers. La ta'alamuna shay'a. You knew nothing about it. He was giving you such inamat, such bounties that are beyond imagination, that all the wealth in this world, all the technology in this world cannot produce the like of it. Yet Allah says, I gave it to you without you asking, without you even knowing about it. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And Allah gave you the faculty of sight. Allah gave you the faculty of hearing. Allah gave you the mind. Allah gave you this heart, that you were able to think. In the womb of the mother, scientists tell us that after six months have passed, then the child is completely formed. The hands are there, the feet is there, the eyes are there, the ears are there. We know that it is still 3 months more before the child is going to come out. Doesn't need his hands. Doesn't need his feet. 9 months is going to remain there. But Allah is telling insan that, oh my banda, before you need these things, 3 months in advance I am going to grant it to you. And then when the child comes out of the womb of the mother, then the contact between the child and the mother is cut off. The contact between the child and its risk is sustenance. In the womb of the mother, it was sustained by the blood of the mother. Now that umbilical cord is cut off, Allah is telling his banda that, oh my banda, I have cut off your risk. Previously your risk and your sustenance was napak. I have cut that off, and in return for that, I have set forth two streams of pure milk. It does not need to be made hot, it does not need to be made cold. Scientists attest to the fact that there is nothing more nourishing and beneficial for the child than the breast milk of his mother. And like that, my respected brothers, if we study and we analyze and we look at the Qudrat, the Kamal of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala is showing this insan, that I took you from Nutfatin Amshad, from Ma'im Maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid, and I made you the paragon of my creation, I made you the pinnacle of my creation, I took you to absolute perfection. Way in the drop of the blood was the brains of insan. Way in the drop of the blood was the skull of insan. The brain is so soft, the skull is so hard. Way in the drop of the blood was the speech which insan has. Scientists can give it whatever explanation they want. It is nothing, but Allah Ta'ala is showing his ayat, his signs. Only those who are blind cannot see it manifest. If we study every aspect of this insan, we will see the qudrat of Allah. Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُسْتِرُونَ. Why don't you look within yourselves? You will see Allah's qudrat, you will see Allah's kamal. Allah Ta'ala gave us soft fingers, but Allah knew that this insan will need to stretch himself. His fingers are too soft for him to stretch himself. Then Allah Ta'ala gave him nails. Now if Allah had to make the nails as hard as the bone, then he would injure himself. And if Allah Ta'ala kept it as soft as the fingers, then he would not be able to do the job. So Allah created the nails, a state between the softness of the fingers and the hardness of the bones. Because Allah knew my insan will need to stretch himself so that he may not injure himself and will not make it as hard as the bones. And like that, my respected brothers, we can go on. Look at the ears which Allah created and gave insan. Allah created wax in those ears. A lot of the time we find it cumbersome that why do I have to clean my ears? Little do we realize that in the back of the ears is the eardrum. So fine and so thin it is that he said that even wind had to blow, it would destroy that eardrum. So there was a fear that maybe an insect would get into the ears of my banda when he is sleeping. So Allah created the wax, which is bitter and it is poisonous, that if an insect had to eat it, it would die, so that his eardrums are protected and his hearing is protected. My respected brothers, all this came out of chance from a drop of blood. Let us look, let us realize, let us open our eyes to the qudrat and the taqat of Allah. We are playing with the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are playing with the kalima la ilaha illallah, my respected brothers. There is no force, there is no taqat, there is no power in the world besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has taken upon himself the responsibility of the sustenance of his bandas. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is nothing moving upon the face of the earth, but that Allah has taken the responsibility of its rozi, its sustenance. It will not get one morsel more than that which Allah has decreed. It will not get one morsel less than that which Allah has decreed. Unfortunately, today we do not have true iman upon that. The West is attacking us from every direction. The West is attacking our iman. The West is attacking our aqaid. Why? Because our yaqeen has become weak. Our iman has become weak. They cannot harm us. Let us understand that all the forces of the West put together cannot harm us as much as we can harm ourselves. The forces of America and Britain are nothing before the force of Allah. If they are over us, if they are affecting us, if they are harming us, it is because Allah has lowered us, because our contact with Allah is weaker. My respected brothers, the man in his shop is toiling from morning till night. The yaqeen comes into his heart that my shop is providing for me. My job is providing for me. Nobody says it. Nobody will say my shop is providing for me. Nobody will say my job is providing for me. But what type of yaqeen is in his heart? How much does he believe that Allah is razik? The muazzin will stand in the masjid and will call out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your shop. Oh college student, Allah is greater than your degree. At that time, is he able to leave the shop and come into the masjid, or does he stand there? The customer will be standing in front of him. The money will be in his hand. It enters into his heart that if I'm going to leave this, I'm going to lose out. But we say Allah is razik, Allah is the provider. And then when he leaves the shop and he comes and stands in front of Allah, he brings the shop with him into the masjid. He'll be making Allahu Akbar. He'll be standing in front of Allah. Allah who is so close to him that Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. We created this insan. And leave when insan is breaking the command of Allah. Allah says, at that time when your nafs is whispering to you to break my command, when your nafs is planning it, at that time I already know about it. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah is closer to us than our jugular veins. We stand in front of Allah and the mind is in the shop. How much of the azmat of Allah is coming to the heart? Our example, my respected brothers, is like that person who was a beggar. He's hungry. He goes to the gardener and he tells him that, listen, I'm hungry, I need some food. So the gardener takes a stick and he goes to his tree and he starts striking it and some fruit fall down. Then the beggar takes the fruit and he eats the fruit. After eating, he is now satisfied. He takes the stick and he starts kissing it and rubbing it lovingly. And he says, "Oh stick, I was hungry. You gave me the food when I needed it." What will be the reaction of that gardener to this person? I gave it to him. I provided for him. And now he has turned his back on me and he's thanking the stick. My respected brothers, that is exactly our example. We run our businesses in any fashion we feel like. We break the command of Allah morning till night. Riba, which Allah has made haram, we will employ it in our business. On the one hand, we are saying that Allah is my provider. On the other hand, we do business in such a way which draws the wrath and the lanat of Allah. Who are we bluffing? How much of yaqeen do we have in the heart that Allah is raziq? Because of the weakness of yaqeen in every sifat of Allah, Allah has made bayan of his sifat in the Quran. If the weakness of yaqeen comes in any of the sifat of Allah, then automatically, my respected brothers, we will find innumerable harms coming into the ummah. Birth control, abortion, all these harms have come about because of our weakness of yaqeen on the fact that Allah is raziq. Let us not be fooled by the statistics of the West, my respected brothers. They are out to destroy our iman. They are out to destroy the haya and the modesty of this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-iman wal-haya quranau jami'a. فَإِذَا فُقِدَ الْآخِرُ فَإِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخَرُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ." That iman and haya, shame and modesty, are two inseparable quantities, two inseparable entities. If haya is lost, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one has to go, the other one must go. The other one must become weakened. My respected brothers, we know what happened recently when the Cairo conference took place. Look at their arrogance, how weak this ummah has become. To put forward such ideologies that if we study the charter, we can see that there is nothing but shaitan behind it. Yet, my respected brothers, they use a Muslim country. They make the president of the Cairo conference a Muslim, and not just a Muslim, they make her a Muslim woman. Dr. Nafis Sadiq of Pakistan. And what sort of ideas are put in front? Absolute legalization of abortion. Murder, my respected brothers, nothing else. Recently, in a newspaper report issued in London, it is said that a 20-week-old fetus, while being aborted in a hospital in one state, started crying out. When they tried to abort the child started crying. And this report was revealed in the newspaper. Scientists of today are telling us that that fetus is alive in the womb of his mother. My respected brothers, let us realize that all this is a plan to take away the haya and the modesty of this ummah. There is no shortage of food. Allah will provide. Allah has taken upon himself the responsibility of our sustenance. In the time of Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah, rahmatullah alayhi, narrated this incident. That one person came to Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, and told him that the price of food has gone very high now. What is going to happen in a few years' time? Food will start running out. Famine will come in. What will happen to us? My respected brothers, several hundred years ago, they said the price of food has gone too high. And they came to him with this complaint. He said that if the skies have to dry up and if the earth had to become like copper, that nothing will grow on it, and then for one second if I had to doubt from where my Allah is going to provide for me, then I have come out of the pale of iman. I do not have iman in my heart. That was iman and yaqeen, my respected brothers. That Allah is the raziq, Allah is the provider. And let us not be fooled. They put in front of us the third world countries and they say the population is now 3 billion. If it carries on like this, by the year 2000, it will be 4.5 billion. My respected brothers, the famine organization, FAO, estimates, they studied the third world and they've come to the conclusion that the third world countries have the ability to produce food for 33 billion. This they will not reveal to us. We know of Ethiopia, we know of certain countries where hunger and famine has come about. My respected brothers, that is because of drought. And drought is in whose hands? That is not because the earth is not able to provide. That is not because Allah is not able to provide. But Allah has a system that when certain amal, when certain evil deeds will become aam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of azab will send drought upon us. Let us understand that drought and famine is not the result of shortage of food. It is the result of the will of Allah because of our amal. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. No calamity, no harm comes upon you, but it is because of your amal. By us trying to lessen the population and turning in another direction, more and more calamities will come upon us because we have turned away from Allah. Allah sends His calamities so that we may turn back to Allah. Why don't we read the reports of all the aid food that is going to those areas that never reach their destination? Why don't we read the reports of our consumer boards in this country that have taken thousands of tons of food and thrown into the ocean to maintain the food price? That will turn a blind eye to, but we will believe the statistics that are put in front of us. Let us realize that the shooting up of the food price in this country also is because of the result of our amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect, when zina and adultery and shamelessness will become armed, then Allah will shorten the food and Allah ta'ala will raise up the price. Let us realize, my respected brothers, the solution is in our amal, the solution is not in looking in other directions. They have nothing in their control. Allah is the controller of everything. Allah is Razik, Allah is Malik. If you put our yaqeen and our trust on Allah, then my respected brothers, we have nothing to fear. And 1400 years ago in the Quran, Allah said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not murder your children because you fear hunger. 1400 years ago Allah revealed it. And today, my respected brothers, we can give it all the beautiful terms we want. This is nothing but murder. And who is used? The mother, who is supposed to be the fortress for the child, she is made into the murderess of the child. When Islam says that because of stealing, cut off the hand. When Islam says because of murder, we should put the person to death, there should be capital punishment. Then it is termed as barbaric. But when the West says that because the numbers are getting too many, or because of unsafe sex, this is the term that they've given us, then the children should be murdered, then it's not called barbarism, then it is called freedom of choice. And we like fools, we eat all this up, man. We will find the Muslims themselves discussing such things. We will find the Muslims themselves, let us go and realize what is going on in our universities, what is going on in our schools. They have made our youth the target of all this nonsense, my respected sir. Why? Because of the weakness of our iman. Let us realize that the solution to the problems of mankind lies in nothing else but in the order of Allah, in the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam has a solution to everything. And the more we are going to follow the West, let us look at that Cairo conference. My respected brothers, they even went to this extent to say that sex education must be made compulsory in schools. Boys and girls must be, and these are the words in the charter, presented in front of a Muslim country with a Muslim president. These are the words of the charter. We can go and open it up and read it. That young boys and girls must be trained to indulge in what is termed safe sex. And after being trained, then technology from countries that are more advanced must be transported to less developed countries so that condoms can be produced mass scale so that it may be easily available. And should the parents decide that they want to become an obstruction and stop their children, then another point of the charter is that adolescents must be given complete right to sexual relationships with one another. And if the parents try to stop them, then the police and the government must be used as a deterrent and their right to freedom of sex must be protected. My respected brothers, they have made a laughing stock out of us. What type of iman do we have left in us? If these type of things have to come forward, my respected brothers, what of Islam and what of iman will remain because of the weakness of our iman? Let us realize, my respected brothers, the solution will only lie in coming back onto the effort of deen. We have to come back onto the effort of da'wat in Allah. We have to go from person to person and invite towards the greatness of Allah. Today all this has come about because the azmat of Allah is not in the heart. The greatness of Allah is not in the heart. We do not realize the qudrat and the taqat of Allah. That Allah is the controller of everything. Allah is the sustainer and the nourisher and the provider of everything. We will continue following the West. The food will become even less. We will continue to be deceived. Let us realize that we have to make the effort of deen. That's the first point. And the second point, my respected brothers, take out that instrument through which they are distorting our mind. Take out that shaitan box from the home. As long as that thing is in the home, as long as we give them the instrument so that they can take away our haya and our modesty, so long as we in our very homes put that shaitan box with which they are distorting the minds of our children and they are taking away our modesty and they are feeding us with all that trash that is a result of their plan and their plot to take away Islam from the Muslims. My respected brothers, we can carry on shouting slogans, we can carry on doing what we want. We have got the enemy right in our household. How are we ever going to tackle the problem? Let us realize, my respected brothers, it is a mafhum of a hadith that a time will come when the whole family will be committing zina together. My respected brothers, that is exactly what is happening today. That instrument of zina we have brought into our homes. What haya, what modesty. Father with a white beard, wearing a kurta, and he's sitting with his young daughter and looking at that trash. What type of barakat is there going to be in that home? Where are the farishtas going to ever come in such a home? Where is Islam? Where is the Mubarak teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to come in such a home? Let us take that trash and throw it out of our homes. And let us sacrifice now and come out in the path of Allah. going from person to person, falling towards the greatness of Allah. And then we will see how by coming back onto the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah ta'ala will bring about the change. Allah ta'ala promises in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. We find, my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, brothers are giving time, the holidays are coming. Teachers, students are starting to go out in the path of Allah. We should not hesitate. Let us take out the time, come into that mahal of the masjid, where we will be involved in zikrullah, where we will be involved in ta'lim and ta'allum, where we will be calling towards the greatness of Allah. Da'wat will be given and we see how the change will come. Then we can go back to our homes. Namaz will start becoming aam and the sweetness and the ecstasy of iman will start coming in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq. In this light, alhamdulillah, every week we know about it. Programs are taking place in Junction on Friday after Maghrib. We should try to attend. After da'wan, alhamdulillah.